With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good evening, wherever it is that you're listening to. Thank you for joining me. I'm Chris Sheridan. I'm the host of the Sheridan Show, and here on basketballnews.com, I'm really pleased to be joined by one of the heavier hitters in all of Las Vegas, and his name is Johnny Avello. He's the director of race and sports operations for DraftKings. In layman's terms, that makes him the head odds maker at DraftKings, but a terrific guy. We have a lot of mutual friends. Johnny, thanks for very much for coming on the show. And I want to get right to it, because people have been debating this since day one of the NBA season. It's the most valuable player race in the NBA. Right now, DraftKings has Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets as a very, very heavy favorite. And only one guy really is also in the mix at short odds, and that's Joel Embiid, who's a little less than 3-1. Johnny, what have you been seeing coming in to DraftKings? Where are people putting their money? Is it just those two, or is there an outsider that's taken some money recently?
Well, there were some outsiders, Chris, taking money. There was James Harden. At one time, he was up around a 75 range. Chris Paul was taking some money at one point. But, you know, it's been all Jokic and Embiid as of late. Now, the guy that's really fallen off the charts is LeBron. You know, LeBron was our favorite, and then he got hurt. He was creeping up, and now he's really crept up to a 40-1. But as of now, and things could change, you mentioned the two favorites, and that's where the money is.
Yeah, well, when you're out 2 months with a high ankle sprain, and it's 2 months and counting, and I think LeBron said today, I'm impatiently being patient. And that sort of describes what all NBA fans are doing with this season. You know, we're still a little more than a month out of the start of the playoffs, and our body clocks tell us, you know, this should be it. We should be starting now. And but things are a little wonky these days, and we have a month left. So we'll see what happens. But there's, as Johnny said, there's nobody on the board with short odds. Giannis Antetokounmpo is 20-1 right now. Harden is at 25-1. Damian Lillard is at 30-1. And then only two guys are left under 100-1, and that's Luka Doncic and LeBron James. But interestingly, Steph Curry is on the board at 100-1. And Johnny, you seen anything on him? Because he's having maybe the best month of his career.
Early we did, you know, before the season started, and maybe, you know, maybe a couple of weeks into the season. But as of late, no, not much. And, you know, I would look for some of our players to start picking off some of these high odds just to take a shot. Why not? Right. When you know, when you're getting 100-1 or more, you know, that's a pretty significant payoff if you connect the dots.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, value is generally qualified or quantified by how a team has done. Golden State right now is under 500 at 28-29 as we head into Monday night's games on April 19th. So I don't see him even having a shot, but I think he's going to pull some votes. And that's pretty much going to be a product of him just having one of the most terrific months we've ever seen so far this April. I'm going to spin back to him in a minute. But, Johnny, I wanted to ask you about the Most Improved Player Award, because that one, as someone who's voted in this before several times, that one still seems like there could be an outlier. I had Charles Barkley on the phone the other day. He said, you know, no way, Chris, it's just going to be Julius Randle of the Knicks. And he's now at minus 500, which for those who are not as familiar with gambling terms as others, you have to bet $500 to win $100. So that makes him a heavy, heavy favorite. And the shortest guy after that is Jeremy Grant. He's taken twice as many shots as last year, which is why he has twice as many points, but his field goal percentage is down a lot. I don't see him having a shot. After that, you have Michael Porter Jr. at 20-1, Zion at 25-1, and then it drops. It's Christian Wood and Jokic at 40, Lugans Dort of Oklahoma City at 50, and De'Aaron Fox and Chris Boucher, along with Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls, they're at 80. So I guess, Johnny, is Randle as much of a lock as the book would have us believe?
Well, it appears so. You know, at minus $5, he's taking some money the whole time. And after that, if you don't think he's going to win it, and Grant's not going to get there at 4-1, boy, there are some really great payoffs. So right now, he appears to be the guy, at least from the bets and, you know, what we've been seeing. But I don't know. There could be an outsider there, Chris. Could be somebody out there who – we're overlooking.
You never know. Guys tend to creep up, and you just never know until it's all said and done. There's nobody on there from the Golden State Warriors. And circling back to Steph Curry, he's a tenth of a point shy of averaging 40 points a game this month in his first nine games. His lowest scoring game has been 33. That was a couple games ago against Cleveland when he missed his first 8 3-point shots. But he's got a 47, he's got a 42, a 53, a 41. You know, give him 101 and he may be in the MVP conversation just for that. But it's an interesting year because there isn't a whole lot to talk about. So we talk about stuff like what guys' odds are and what's the debate going to be? What's the narrative going to be? And will the narrative pull some votes? Voters do that all the time. This year, it's just happening about 100% more or 1,000% more than it usually does. But Johnny, you guys have to watch all that. You have to watch certain people's Twitters and you have to watch certain people's columns because you know these certain writers and broadcasters are influencers. And so how much do you take into account maybe what an Adrian Wojnarowski is writing in his MVP rankings versus maybe what you hear on TV during a TNT broadcast or see on a blog that you know is a well-respected blog, but maybe not as big of a name as the writer?
Something that caught my eye, Chris, and it happened, you know, within the last day or so, was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson said that, you know, his quotes were something like, it's hard to deny Steph Curry from being the NBA's MVP. So, you know, I definitely have to look like that at things like that. And you're right about Curry, you know, he's 31 points a game and, you know, he's shooting almost 50% from the field. And of course he never misses a free throw. So, I guess you have to look at him. It's just that you have to look at the team too, don't you? I mean, it's, how's the team going to end up the regular season?
Yeah, there's just so many factors. And the fact that Golden State is a game below 500, certainly some of that has to do with Klay Thompson missing another year, but you know, let's see what they do. If they finish with a head of steam, I wouldn't put it against a lot of voters to have Curry on their ballot. And then it becomes a matter of, well, where are the ballots coming in? Are they all over the map? Because the voting system is you get to put five guys on your ballot. First place is 10 points. Second place guy is 7. The next guy is 5. The fourth guy is 3, and your fifth choice is 1 point. And then there are 125 of those that come in from writers and broadcasters who regularly cover the league. The fans also get a vote for MVP. I think that will go to LeBron if form holds. So, you know, again, a lot of ball left. It's just a fact. It's only the middle of April and more than a month left to go in the season. Strange things happen. Guys jump out and do spectacular things, and all of a sudden you're talking about them when you never thought you would. So we'll see on that one. Johnny, on a day-to-day basis, you guys have lines up, and then based upon who's playing and who's injured and what's going on, who you expect to play and who is actually going to play in that night's game often changes quite dramatically, especially this season. But there are certain teams that just consistently hit. And I'll give you an example. The Utah Jazz at home are 28-1 against the spread. But that number was a lot stronger about a week ago. How hard is it to keep adjusting the line so that the sports book gets about half the money on one side and about half the money on the other side? Because that's how sports books make their money.
Yeah, you know, we're not concerned with balancing these games out. We never have been. if a game does balance out, that's fine. But for the most part, we have the so-called vigorish going for us, which is, you know, the you put up an extra 10%. If you win it, you get it back. If you lose it, we get to keep it. So if we get opposite play on both sides of the game, that vigorish gives us about a 4.5% hold on a basketball game. Now, over the course of time, and I say that, Chris, because, you know, there are days and weeks where we don't do well. The players have a, you know, nice role going and they're figuring it all out. It's all working for them. And, you know, we lose. But over the course of time, that vigorish is what we have going for us. And regardless if we're balanced on a game or not, some games you may have a game where, and I give you for instance, you might lose $700,000 on a game, but if you win it, you win $850,000. And as long as you have that type of spot going for you, as long as you win half the games, you're going to make money. So that's really what we work for during the course of the season and in any sport.
You listen to Johnny Avello. He is the director of race and sports operations at DraftKings. And I'm Chris Sheridan. You can follow me on Twitter at Sheridan Hoops. And you can follow all of our podcasters from basketballnews.com. Just follow Basketball News and or check out basketballnews.com and you'll find them. Rex Chapman's got a show here. Kenyon Martin's got a show here. Vinny Del Negro comes on. My producer, Brian Fritz, has a great show with Spencer Davies called Keeping It 94. James Posey has the Posecast. Nobody's really got a better lineup of podcasters than we do. And but this is an interesting podcast because America is still getting used to having legalized sports gambling, and you don't have it everywhere. In Jersey, in New Jersey, near me, you can go do anything on your phone. You not only can go gamble on sports, but you can gamble. You can play blackjack. You can play roulette. They have that also in Michigan, but where I live in New York, sports gambling, the legalization of it only just a couple weeks ago passed the state legislature, and we're probably not going to see it from the people I talk to until Thanksgiving or Christmas. And there's a couple other big, big outliers that just don't have anything in place yet. One is California and one is Texas. And so, Johnny Avello, I ask you, where are those two states in terms of legalizing and being operative?
I would say that Texas is a little bit closer than California is. You know, there's a chance that Texas maybe comes on board next year because I know there are people that have shown, shown interest in Texas having sports wagering and certainly our company being one of them. And Texas seems to be a little bit more active. California, geez, Chris, I'm hoping by, 2040 for no, California is going to probably be one of the last states, and they should have been one of the first because it's one of the bigger states with a lot of people and a lot of people that like to gamble.
Well, there are outlier states in different ways. I talked with a friend from who I went to Marquette with. She lives in Washington State near Vancouver. Her husband is working in Oregon presently. He cannot pay for food with cash or a credit card. They just won't take it because they're afraid of that cash and credit cards may have COVID germs on them. So he has to pay for everything with Venmo. The only way to pay for food right now in Oregon and certain parts of it is what is with Venmo. So you just never know what you're going to see on any given day based upon your region and your region's politics, I imagine. But back to the NBA, Johnny, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. Right now, the Brooklyn Nets are the favorite to win the NBA title for obvious reasons. Interestingly, they added Mike James after he was let out of his contract with CSKA Moscow in the EuroLeague. Second is the Lakers at 7-2. Then we have the Clippers, Jazz, and Bucks. Those are the only teams with odds less of 10-1, and you know, last year, Miami came out of nowhere and made it to the NBA Finals, but you could see it coming if you saw what they did against Milwaukee. So, Johnny, other than those five favorites, where is money coming in on a, quote-unquote, outlier team?
The Phoenix Suns have taken some money. They're 20-1. They were certainly much higher. The Sixers have taken money, and, of course, some of that has to do with the bias of the people who live where we offer sports gambling. And then the Sixers do, they do have a pretty good team. You know, then they're capable of winning this whole thing if things would happen to fall right. Others are taking a little bit of money would be the Denver Nuggets, who are now 45, and the Portland Trail Blazers, who are 60. Some of those teams took some. Portland took some on earlier in the season. Nuggets have been taking some as of late.
Yeah, they're just a lot more strong teams in the West than there are in the East. And, you know, Denver with the MVP lock at 45-1 is, I'm sure, something that some people are saying, you know what, that's, again, worth a flyer. That's not a bad team. They got Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic, and Michael Porter is having a career year. You know, strange things happen every NBA postseason, and on any given night, somebody can get hurt, and that changes maybe a regular season, maybe it changes a playoff series. So I don't know. It's all very interesting to watch, but I'm going to have to wrap it from there. Again, Johnny Vello joining us from Las Vegas. Used to be the sports gambling capital of America, but from what I understand, it's now certain border towns in New Jersey, the Fort Lees and the Hobokens and the Jersey cities, because there's just a lot of money coming out of New York with New Yorkers going over to Jersey, whether it's by train or by car or by bus. And that's where people are gambling. And it's a phenomenon that even is surprising the books. So with that, again, he's Johnny Avello. And if you want to sign up for DraftKings, you can play fantasy sports. You can gamble on games if you like. You don't have to put much money in. You can make a $2 bet if you like. They'll take pretty much any bet that that you throw at them. So, Johnny, again, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all your help in me learning this industry since it's been legalized or made not illegal in 2018.
You're welcome, Chris. One last thing I'd like to mention is on DraftKings, you know, and it's sportsbook.draftkings.com, we offer these free pools every day, and it's for a variety of things. It's for sports. It's for Oscars. It's for cornhole. It's for weather, housewives, whatever. And I would tell your listeners, take advantage of those free pools, because we give away substantial money and you don't have to put up a dime to win it.
There you have it. Again, Johnny, thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you down the road. I want to thank my producer, Brian Fritz, coming at us from Durham, North Carolina. Always does a terrific job. And I'll be back again with another good guest. I don't know if it'll be as good as Johnny, but I always try my best. And with that, we're going to say good afternoon and over and out.